Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Game Summer! Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is good evening to you and how you be. And 6:30 and 25 seconds to go right along with it on the football, baseball, basketball, hockey Friday evening right here on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers Sr., you there, Peter Hoffman, Paulie Rosenberg. They on the other side of the partition, 1-877-337-6666. That'd be the number. And we'll take you right up until the Nets and the Nuggets with the pregame at 8:45 here on your fan, New York City.
Okay, we got the big game coming up Saturday. And three of my best backs go out and get blasted and land in that ditch with a car on top.
McGrady has the ball. He gives it to Gershman. No, Sibley's got it. There it goes to right. Oh, no, it's a fake. A hidden ball. Crisscross, cross, buck, end around, double lateral, razzle-dazzle, spinner, split.
My conversation with him over the weekend is what coaches and quarterbacks do, you know, as you plot the course moving forward. And he's like everybody on the team. You know, there's areas where he can improve. We talked about that.
Manning under pressure. Hits Beckham in the middle of the field. Odell turns left. He's to the 20. He's to the 15. And finally knocked out of bounds at the 9-yard line.
Hey, that's great, Pinky. You made a touchdown. Are you tired?
If your team loses, you drop $50,000. There won't be anything left to do but jump in the lake.
Oh, that's marvelous.
Penalty on the play. It's against Taxidermy Tech.
Well, I got spring chicken right now. I mean, he hadn't played in a while, so he's very camp fresh right now, so he should be fine.
McCown looking up top for Jermaine Curse. Touchdown, Jets.
Single. Uno, due, tre, a bendy. This time with all left endy. Hey!
You guys want to play football for me?
We can't play football.
You afraid you're going to lose your amateur status, huh?
Get ready for the second half. Go play well, and, we need to improve. Everybody needs to improve and get going, but I do feel like we're close, and just got to score some more points.
Obviously, when you're in a back of roll, if you're in a position where you have to play, you just go in and do your job. That's the main thing, and we'll prepare as if, like I do every week, like as if I'm a starter, and go from there and get myself ready to go.
This is football, chump. All you gotta do when a man gets the ball is tackle him. Get it? The man with the ball, bring him down.
I don't know if it's easier. You know, you still have to play the game, obviously. It's great that he knows the offense and that we don't have to take a step back and teach different things. It just makes it simpler from that standpoint, but you still got to play on Sunday.
We got 8 games left, but we're pointing toward 1 game, and that's always been the case. And I said it all along. I feel like we can go in and beat every team we play if we play the right way throughout the game.
And I think that it's some kindly of a contest where they see which bunchful of them men can take that pumpkin and run from one end of that cow pasture to the other without either getting knocked down or stepping in something.
We call it a Football Friday. There are no games on Friday, but we call it a Football Friday when all the games are either on Thursday night or Sunday or Monday night. But no, it's a Football Friday. And the New York Jets and the Buffalo Bills with Josh McCown on Sunday at 1. The Buffalo Bills, will it be Nathan Peterman? And if you're a Jet fan, and who isn't, pray for Nathan Peterman. Or it could be Matt Barkley. Now, Barkley from USC, another USC quarterback, last played in 2016 with Chicago and didn't play very much. And in 2017 with the Cardinals, didn't play at all. Barkley was signed because Allen was hurt. However, the Bills, as we speak right now, have listed for us to guess on all three guys. But here is a guess at 633. Since the Bills have yet to name this starter, the guess is going to be Nathan Peterman. Also, wishful thinking if you're a Jets fan, because Nathan Peterman is an interception waiting to happen. Jamal Adams, are you listening? And he knows from this. The New York Football Giants, Monday night, to take on the 49ers. With Eli given the word, and we all know and he knows that he needs to move the ball and score the points for him to keep himself on the field. Maybe Eli, alone with his own thoughts, maybe reflect a little bit, might give a thought or two when he was the man in New York, when he was a little bit younger, able to avoid the heat and able to escape the rush and fire the football to those intended to catch it. And maybe Eli will remember all those hits and more hits that he took a few years ago. Knocked down, he was a lot, but never out. Bouncing right back off the canvas, taking the standing eight count if he had to, and continuing on and on some more. There was a game a couple of years ago. We know that Eli Manning, alone with his own thoughts, will never forget. And it is a game no Giant fan will ever forget. For what Eli did and the Giants did in that NFC title game, January 22, 2012.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
Manning back to throw. Jacobs. Nope, he pumps, throws one right. He's got Ballard for the touchdown.
New York, New York.
Manning back to throw. He zips one to the left of the end zone. Touchdown, Giants. Mario Manningham. And the Giants are back in front with 8:34 to go.
New York, New York.
Weatherford takes the snap. Boots one, returnable for Williams from his own 20. Lost the ball, and the Giants say they have it. They do. Devin Thomas recovered it, but the rookie Jaquan Williams punched it out.
New York, New York.
Snap is low. Kick on its way. It's got the distance, and it is good. And Lawrence Tynes has done it again. He's kicked the Giants to the second Super Bowl in 4 years.
New York.
Manning, thinking about that game, will look more on Monday night in Santa Clara, California at the Levi's Stadium. Maybe on Monday night, maybe, I'm just speculating, guessing, that he will look on Monday night against this Niners team a little bit more like 2012 than 2018. So we have the Jets and with the Bills. We have the Giants and the Niners on with Monday night. And we will switch over to a little bit, how you say in the trade, some rumorizing, some speculating with a hot stove that isn't so hot. But another name added to the hot stove list of players to be named in deals not yet made. Chris Bryant. The Cubs are going to, he's on the block. They're open to trading him. And if you want to get in touch with Van Wagenen and you get voicemail and you want to get in touch with, say, Rico or Omar Minaya and you get their voicemail, no need to try J.P. Ricciardi. He's leaving the Metropolitans after 8 years. One less cook in the kitchen. And the Metropolitans, They need, as we all know, a power bat. They need a third baseman, Chris Bryant. And they need the bullpen, and they need the catcher. And the Metropolitans aren't alone when it comes to the receiver, the backstop. The Astros, the Angels, the A's, if you want to start alphabetically, the Braves and the Nationals, too. They are all looking for catchers. And, of course, the JT Real Muto is the prize, the fish to catch. However, the Mets, as we were reading this morning, and this wouldn't be a bad one either. I can't see Jeter. Well, listen, with Jeter, he might want to trade within the division, but I don't think so. Or he might hold on to Real Muto to have at least a couple of guys on the roster that could hit major league pitching and catch major league pitching. However, as I was reading this morning already, when I wasn't reading about Mike and Giannotti, Martin Maldonado with the Angels and the Astros last season, and he's good. If you take a look at his resume, if you want to rumorize and put Mr. Maldonado on the hot stove, he has the resume showing he can handle the staff, he can block those baseballs bouncing in front of him, and from the knees, he can fire that ball to second base and in time for the out. He's a pretty good catcher. So again, another name for the hot stove, a stove that hasn't been on, but for the Yankees bringing back two guys that are not on the hot stove, but two guys in the refrigerator trying to avoid the freezer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.